Is it true nothing happens when you die? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Kevin Zadai, who died during an operation and found himself staring at his lifeless body.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who believe nothing happens when they die. That's it. This is the only life there is. So live it up, because when you die, you're dead.
I totally have had encounters with people. Actually, not only that, I have actually been that person. Mm. I remember sitting in chemistry and learning about the relationship between matter and energy and just thinking to myself, you know what? When you die, I think you just become like nothing. You just kind of like evaporate. Your energy just kind of just saps
dissolves
into the universe. Yeah, like kind of dissolves into the universe, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that whatever life you got now, survival of the fittest, but then after that, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
But then I got challenged, and I think there is something more. And actually, scientists are looking into near-death experiences more. Mm-hmm. They're conducting studies. For example, there's a study where this group, they studied atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, naturally, they say, well, when you die, you just, whatever you believe, that's what you'll see.
Mm.
It's like your brain is still alive, so it kind of hallucinates before it dies.
Sees what it wants to see or something.
Yeah, sees what it wants to see. But what's really weird is that 50% of the atheists in that study saw Jesus, the person they didn't want to see.
And those were the atheists who had died.
Right.
Not just atheists randomly, but atheists who died, out of them, they saw Jesus. So that's an amazing study. And I know that through these new studies that they're doing for NDEs, because there have been thousands of people who have died and come back, they're starting to report what has happened to them, whether they've believed in this or that, they believed in God, and they're reporting these things. Yeah. And some of these people weren't just dead for like 5 minutes, some for 45 minutes or longer.
Right. Well, actually, there has been 200,000 documented cases every single year. I mean, I understand if it's just a few people saying, oh, I saw Jesus.
You know? America or all over?
In just America alone.
Oh, wow. So that's a lot of people. And the funny thing is, I know a lot of people aren't going to believe this, but when I was in my mother's womb, I actually died twice. They lost my heartbeat. I don't know for how long, but I was dead. And I remember the hospital room. I remember floating above the surgery table, and I could explain it. As a young little girl, I would tell my mom, I remember where I was born, and she was freaking out, and she didn't realize, wow, this is true. Yes, it's exactly like you described it, with the flapping doors, the light, and the deep rock water bottle. I didn't know how to explain it then, but that happened to me. So I really believe in these death experiences.
You know, that is so amazing. And I remember you telling me that story and just how impactful to me to know that there is life after death. The Bible even says it very clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 8. It says, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That means when you're not here in bodily form, you're going to be present with the Lord.
Yeah, if you've accepted Jesus in your heart and you've repented and turned toward Him, when you die, you have safety and assurance knowing He's going to be there for you when you die. And so we're going to hear from Kevin Zadai, who had this experience, and he's going to share exactly what happened. Stay with us after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does He allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from Him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Kevin Zadai, and at 19 years old, he had an incredible experience with Jesus that changed his life. And from then on, he had several different encounters, and he's going to share with us what happened. Let's welcome to the show, Kevin. Thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be with you.
Wonderful. So tell me, you were going to college at Central Bible College, and you're 19 years old, and you had a roommate, and something amazing happened. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, when I gave my life to the Lord, I actually got rerouted from what I planned on doing. I had a nomination to the Air Force Academy, and I was going to be going next year, and the Lord called me to the ministry, and so I went to Central Bible College. And while I was there for that first year, me and my roommate were sitting around talking, and it got real still in the room, and we could feel the temperature rising. And so we looked around, and the curtains, you know, can you imagine like a curtain swirling from wind? So it just started to swirl like a whirlpool in our room, but it was just air. And paper started to get picked up off the desks, and it got real bright in there. And we looked at each other, and I said, I think we're about to have an encounter. Oh. And at that point, we fell over onto our bed, face down, and we could feel the power of God increasing. And it got to the point where we started crying. We couldn't stop crying. And that's when we heard footsteps come in, and we looked back, and Jesus was walking into the room in between us, right in between our beds.
Wow.
And So that's when he laid his hand on my roommate's back. Now, what had happened exactly that initiated this? He turned to me and he said, Kevin, he said, I want to be able to prophesy like the people did in the Bible with the gift of the spirit of prophecy. And he said, I always wanted to do that. And I said, well, you know, the Apostle Paul said that's a gift that you should desire for everyone to have. So as soon as I said that, that's when this wind came in. Mm. And he laid his hand on my roommate's back. And when he did, the power of God surged through his body and up out of his mouth. This is his account later. But he started to prophesy to me.
Wow.
But it was Jesus standing right there, 3 feet from us, and his hand was on his back. And he just stood there, and Jesus spoke through my roommate and confirmed my ministry and my life to a person who doesn't even really understand the gifts of the Spirit. And as soon as Jesus lifted his hand off his back, my roommate shut up, just like that. Then the wind started to stop. It started to wane, and Jesus turned around and walked back out. Just so you know, almost a whole year after that, every time someone would come into our room, they would start crying. But they never knew the experience because we never talked about it again. But the presence stayed for almost a year in that room.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Now, after this experience, you had some other experiences. In fact, at 31 years old, you actually died, and you were just getting something done with your teeth. Tell me about that.
Yes, I had gotten hired with Southwest Airlines, and I'd been there 5 years, and because of some problems I was having with my jaw and with my teeth, they needed to do surgery, but it wasn't something that was going to have to stay in the hospital for more than a day. So it was a day surgery is what they call it. So they had to put me under, and then they do this surgery, and they remove teeth, and they straighten out the jaw. Well, when they did that, they gave me too much anesthesia, and so when they were wheeling me into the operating room, I was already outside my body walking along the table that they were wheeling me in on.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, that'll change your perspective when you can't get back into your body.
Mm.
So I watched them perform the beginnings of the surgery, and that's when I was just standing there waiting because I couldn't get back into my body. And I tried to contact them by talking to them and poking at their shoulders and things like that. They couldn't hear me or see me, but I could see and feel them, and I could hear them.
Were you scared at that moment, or how did you feel during that time?
No, when you become born again, you get the love of God in you, and it drives out fear. Actually, I had no fear at all. I felt total peace, and I knew that I was going to heaven. But I also knew that I was supposed to wait there in the operating room, even though I could probably walk anywhere I wanted to. You know, I could move around, and it seemed so real to me, even though I could see my body being operated on. I could move around, but I knew to wait there until an angel or Jesus came to pick me up, because I knew that I would have someone coming to escort me to heaven.
Wow.
Wow. So in that moment, not only an angel didn't come, actually Jesus came. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I didn't know, because this has never happened before. How do you prepare for this?
But right.
I watched them do the operation, and then I heard another man addressing me from behind, and I knew there wasn't another man in the room. There was only one man, and that was the surgeon. The other two were women. So when I saw my body begin to glow on the table, I thought, this is strange. They're still operating on me, but my body is being transformed. And I got to see my resurrection body. We actually get a new body when the resurrection comes. So I had a spirit body, but I also saw my fleshly body transform before my eyes, and it was perfect. I was perfect, and I was going to get that back. I just knew this, you know, based on the scriptures, but I also knew this. And that's when I heard the man's voice behind me. He said, that's what you look like to me all the time. And I was perfect. I was absolutely perfect. I was the perfect man that he had made me. And I saw this, and that's when I turned around and Jesus walked up to me and he started talking to me. And that's how he started his conversation with me. So he spent 45 minutes with me teaching me the Bible. Just precept upon precept, explaining to me prayer, the spirit realm, angels. He just went through the whole thing for 45 minutes.
Wow. And I understand that the doctor who was performing this on you, the dentist, didn't know you were dead because you weren't even being monitored. So it wasn't like they would even know, oh, he's dead. So that's why they kept working on you. But you're having this encounter with Jesus and you're seeing your body as it would be a beautiful resurrected body. And Jesus says, this is how I see you. How did that make you feel?
I felt accepted. I actually fell down here, even though I was a go-getter. I was one of those people that was very motivated. I felt rejected down here on this earth, especially as a Christian. And I was just trying to find my way and get to college and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So I did all that. But then when I was at this job with Southwest Airlines, I still had some things that I was dealing with in my heart. But when I met Jesus, he said what he said to me and he spent that time with me, I felt totally accepted.
So you felt totally accepted. And we're going to pray for our guests now because a lot of people don't feel that accepted. And we want to know what Jesus told you during this time. And so we're going to have you back on our next show.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this testimony of Jesus being real. And not only that, but a realm beyond the realm that we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears. So Jesus, I pray you'd give all of our listeners just the revelation of understanding that though they are there, right there, maybe in the car, in a room, there's much more going on around you in the spiritual realm than you know. And there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Father, give us that revelation in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Join us to hear the rest of Kevin's story on our next Real Life.